Welcome back to the Pagoda Podcast. We're back. Life's been busy, you know. We are in college, so we are students, and we are working a lot on a lot of homework. But we're back. We've made it back. This is your host, Eli.
Cheyenne.
And Nick. / Timmy Turner.
Nikki, you're more like Vicky. Nikki.
Icky Vicky.
Icky Nikki.
Yeah, Vicky's a bitch.
Okay. Do you guys know any Vickies?
I think there's one that went to my church or out there.
I used to work with one of my old job as a receptionist.
What's
your
bitch?
The fuck, Eli?
What's your bitch?
She kind of was at first, but like, she was like fine.
Okay. I don't know if I know any Vickies. I don't think so.
Alrighty then, let's dive into one of today's topics.
So what are we doing? Are we doing the immortal thing or the universe thing? You just want to vote, silent vote. If you want the immortal thing, you put up a 1. Right? If you want universe thing, you put up a 2. Right?
Okay.
I'll count
Wait,
down.
Should you explain them first?
Okay, yeah. So, option 1, the immortal thing, is if you became immortal today, what would you do about it? Like, would you do some crazy stuff? Would you plan for the future because you're now going to live forever? And then option 2 is if you were, like, a god and you created your own universe, what would you do differently with the planets? Like, would you have a planet of just a different type of people, you know? Or would you have a planet of just animals? Or just, like, a fun planet, you know? So those are the 2 options. We're going to take a silent vote. Everybody know what to do?
Yeah.
On 3, 2, 1, just put your option up, okay?
Okay.
Hold on, I gotta think about it.
3.
No, partner.
No, you don't get to think for that long.
Yeah.
Y'all have been thinking about it the whole time.
Why haven't you? On a whim.
Because I've been thinking about making it up.
5.
On a whim.
4. 3. 2. 1.
Damn.
So Eli and I voted 2 and Nick voted 1.
This is some bullshit.
Wait, should we just let Nick talk about the immortal thing? Or should we make him talk about the universe thing?
I mean, if you want to talk about that, you can start it off first.
I wanted to hear Nick's take on a fun planet.
I could do both.
No. You have to do 1.
Okay.
Red or blue, baby.
I think I would, I'd probably just keep working for a while, and then...
No, but, okay, continue.
Would you do anything crazy, though?
Like, what?
I would jump off the
roof. I would jump off cliffs. And,
just because you're immortal doesn't mean you can go, like, fucking around.
Yes, it does.
You're still gonna break.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah, you would.
Yes, in real time.
But I feel like I would heal, because I'm immortal.
Yeah. But it's still going to take the normal healing process.
Is it really? No.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, what if you were immortal with
You're immortal,
powers?
Not a fucking, like,
what if
I don't
you
know,
a
vampire. Yeah, like...
Damn. I guess, like...
What
I
kind of supernatural shit you
communicate like? Immortal with, like, invincible. You kind of are.
No, you're just unkillable.
I don't know.
What if you got, like, just,
like vampires, you can, like, fuck them up. But unless you stay,
what if you just
you're
got like
be dead.
Totally deformed because you had like
it's like you would fuck us up.
You had like 400 years of
saying.
Head injuries and stuff.
If you got like your neck cut off, like you would have to heal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you would have like a Frankenstein doctor.
No, like I said, like,
your shit
no,
back
that's
together?
What I'm saying. That's not how it would work. You wouldn't be a zombie. Like, I'm saying you would heal. Like if you couldn't
no.
die,
it's
you
like
know,
I
listen,
you down.
Listen, Shane. If you couldn't die, but like not in a way that like you'll get hurt, like. You
yeah.
can just jump off buildings and be fine.
That's no, what but what I'm saying is someone was to chop your head off, in order for it to heal back
That's
on, you
saying.
Would
it
have
shouldn't
to
shouldn't be able to be chopped off.
I think you're right. Because you can't die from it. If your head got chopped off,
what do
you
have, like a
die?
Metal vibranium spine that a machete can't go through? What if you get shot in the head?
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, you should not be able to die.
Okay, but it would still hurt.
Yeah, but, like, you'd be fine, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm saying you should be able to... jump off the Empire State Building and hit the ground and just be like, oh, and like get up and walk away.
No, you would be shattered.
That'd be so badass, dude.
That's what I'm thinking about, bro.
I would totally do
that. I'd be like a superhero, you know what I'm saying?
But you're not. You're just immortal.
You're just okay, you know what? Guy. I'm gonna save what I wanna talk about for my universe where I'm a god.
If you were like 1,000 years old, you'd be so bitter.
Oh, I know. I'd hate everything.
Yeah.
So do we age or would we stay the same age?
I'd say you like age a little, but not like as they age, like, incredibly slow.
Yeah. Okay.
You know? So, like, 100 years is, like, a year of aging. Maybe 200, you know?
Okay.
Next 100 years, some shit's going down. We're overpopulating. Like, crazy.
Yeah, nobody cares. Yeah.
It's gonna be,
we gotta have a child limit, man. Sterilize after one kid eats.
Yeah, I'm like,
everybody get him in now.
What?
I thought of a system.
What?
If two people have a kid, they each get like half a point. And if they hit one,
we already talked about this.
Then they're sterilized.
We talked about this in a podcast already.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Alright, back out.
That way.
Back out.
Because we're fucking alone.
Alright, I want to hear your take on the universe.
So what I would do in my universe?
If you were a god, and you had like a sun, and like a couple planets.
Okay. And like what I would put on the planets too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, let's say, how many planets you
have? So, how many are there now? Like 12?
Couldn't tell me.
12, 13? Maybe it's 13. 13.
Maybe, I think it's 13, because it used to be 14. But poor old Pluto.
So, I would keep the base structure of how the universe is now. I mean, like with space and all, cause I'm not too familiar with it. So, like, I don't know. Seems fine. Maybe, like, push the sun a little bit further from Earth so we're, like, not terribly in danger and, like, you know, better environment. So, on Earth, I would kind of go back to, like, the beginning, like, the Pangea,
mm-hmm.
like, connecting land. And then, probably more, like, civilizations.
Would you interfere, though? Like, say there was, like...
Like, the Greek gods and shit?
Yeah, but it's, like, just you, you know? So, like, would you actually be a deity to them and, like, show them that you exist?
Mm.
Or would you just be, like... They just believe in me.
Yeah. Then just, they believe in me. In me.
Really?
Yeah.
What if you saw people getting raped, though? On your planets. Like, what would you do about that?
I mean...
You should rape them back.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you saw some fuck shit going down, would you just be like...
I feel like that's so much fuck shit to monitor.
Yeah.
That's why we make angels.
Well... Okay, hold on. You're getting into the nitty-gritty right now, Eli.
I'm just saying.
So, civilizations, like, just, like, families, like, living together. I mean, there's, like, social. Everyone's social. So it's,
you,
like,
yeah,
it's,
you would just build it more, like, community-based?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. And, like, I mean, it'd be cool to have, like, maybe... Same advanced technology, but, like, a little less urban, more, like, jungles and, like, wildlife and stuff, I say. And then...
Would you change, like, would you have, like, the Native Americans be owners of all of America? Like, would you make the Europeans stay in Europe?
Well, I feel like with Pangea being all together, they can explore.
As Pangea the whole time?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Because, like, I mean, you can explore and visit, but, like, you know, it's not too, too far from home, so it's, like...
Yeah, you just gotta watch out for the guys that get banished.
Yeah.
You know, and just...
Maybe, like, a banished, like, throw them. Maybe, like, separate Australia. Throw them all there.
All the criminals just go to this island that's far away.
Yeah, like, what's that island in, like, the underworld? You know what I'm talking about in Greek mythology? I think it starts with a T.
In the underworld?
Yeah.
The... There's, like, the Isle of the Blessed in hell, in the underworld.
But I think there was like a...
Is it like the hole or whatever?
Maybe.
I don't know. It's like... Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Like, because I remember...
It's like Tartar or something.
Yeah, like TARDIS,
I know what you're talking about, though.
I think it's something like that. Hold on.
Yeah, and like Percy Jackson killed him. Isn't that why?
Tartarus.
Yeah, I knew that. I always thought it was tartar sauce.
But I don't know.
What'd you do on the other planets though? Would all the planets have people?
Aliens. Aliens would definitely be real.
Like, what if, like, Mars could have animal, like, life on it? What would you do there?
So, I would do, like, alien animals, you know what I'm saying? Like, kind of, like, weird, like, advanced, flowy things. But, it'd be dope. Yeah. And then maybe, like, a planet, like, I don't know, maybe Mars, they all meet up. Mars is, like, the party planet. That's the vacation planet. Y'all meet up. Yeah. With Friday's time.
It'll be Friday.
Friday's book. But, yeah. Like, maybe the planets would be vacation spots in mine. Like, maybe three where people live.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest, like, they can live on the, like, vacation planets, too. You know, kind of like a Hawaii and, like, you know how people live there?
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, heavily visited. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just to maintain it. But, yeah.
That's good.
A civilization.
I'd mess my planets up. I would go nuts.
Really?
Yeah. I would do, like, I think four planets that are all inhabitable. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And do like I don't know, one of them have like people on it. I don't know if I'd do Pangea, but I'd do some whack shit. Like a bunch of circles, you know, all around the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody lives on one of the circles, you know. And then one planet, all dragons. Just fucking hella dragons.
Dragon planet. Okay, yeah. Can you like go and like buy a dragon?
No.
Or do they stay on the planet?
No, the dragons are very intelligent. They're like as smart as humans. Or smarter, okay. Even. Like they're crazy smart, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would show my existence to them.
Okay.
And make them like able to speak to me. That'd be hard.
Yeah.
And then on the third planet.
Okay, I was training a dragon.
I would do, I don't know, man. On the third planet, I might do like a different type of people.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like really big people. And then a bunch of giant toads. That would be crazy. That would be nuts. And maybe, I don't know, maybe a bunch of wolves, but make them, like, regular size so they're small compared to the humans, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'd make it, like, giants, like, 20 feet tall, you know?
Mm.
Just gigantic. Giant toads. I'd try and get them to harness the toads. And then on the last planet, I don't know what I'd do on the last planet. I'd probably just make it, like, super inhabitable, but leave it kind of empty. And just put like a bunch of wildlife there, and I would just hang out there a lot. Under my chill planet, like that's just mine. But if somebody discovers it, I'm gonna see if they're cool, you know?
Yeah.
Be like, all right, respect each other. Make it a little small, you know. That'd be fun. I don't know if I'd exist. I'd probably show my existence to all of them, but. The one with like just humans on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I would not show my existence to them. I might influence some stuff, you know. Like every now and then, I peek over there and be like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like maybe just, influence, like, but in a, like a subtle way where they're just like they don't know it's me. They're just like ah.
Yeah.
Like.
You know, if they're
dying
like,
terminal cancer patient. Woo.
Yeah.
You're good now.
I'd probably make angels or like. Something that could, like, monitor it for me.
Yeah.
So if I was a god.
Like, maybe. Everyone gets, like, a few redos.
Yeah.
What about you, Nikki? You have any thoughts on this one?
On the universe.
I like restart it.
You restart the universe?
Yeah.
Would you change anything about it? Would you do the same one we're in?
I'll get like a lot of cool like draws on each planet.
A lot of cool what?
Like draws.
Draws? What does that mean?
Like something that pulls you to.
Okay. Like it's enticing.
Yeah.
Okay. Each planet something has cool draws.
Yeah.
How many of them?
Just like, you know, one apiece.
A few. No, like how many planets?
How many planets?
Oh, all of them.
How many? You'd have 13 inhabitable planets?
Sure.
What would they all be?
I'll just have it a little warmer on the colder planets.
But where would your, like, life come from? Would it come from other universes?
Just come from space.
So you're not putting life on any of the planets? You're just letting life pull up?
Mm-hmm.
Or create itself?
I have a couple people on, like, Mars.
Mm. Yeah.
Fair enough.
No, probably not, actually. I'll just have some cool ass animals. Put a lot of weed there.
I would love to have dragons. I might put a few people on the dragon planet.
Really? Yeah. I think I would maybe, like, come down sometimes as, like, a regular person.
Oh, yeah.
Just to, like, kind of, like, see what's up.
I might become a superhero.
Be like this, like, dope ass person.
I might honestly become a superhero on the planet.
Yeah.
That'd be so much fun.
Yeah.
I'd just be a really, like, high class rich person. Had a few different homes.
I would just have, like, a really shady identity.
Yeah. Shady as fuck.
And I'd just pull up and, like, if somebody is, like, a bad person, I'd just be like, you're going to hell. And I'd just, and kill them, you know?
Just, like, look at them and be like,
I don't even have to, like, touch them. I just have to, like, I'll be like, look me in the eyes. And they're just like,
right.
And I'd just be like, and they'd do it. And I'd just, like, send their soul to hell. And
oh my God, on the spot?
And then I'd just be like, and they would die, you know?
No, Eli, all you have to do is look them in the eyes and be like, get out of the way. And they'll just do it.
You no, I'm going down way to, like, kill them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Hmm. Yeah, no.
I'm just pulling up.
No, literally no.
If one of my circles, like, started acting up, I would just drop in and be like, what the fuck are you all doing? And they'd be like, what?
The fuck?
And they'd be like, who are you? And I'd be like, I'm a superhero. And they'd be like, what is that? And I'd just be like,
can't die.
I just, like, have all the powers.
Is that what that means?
If you're a god, you can do anything.
A superhero can't die.
Okay, not a superhero, but, like, if you're a god.
I think if I couldn't die, I would probably.
I'd be like the avatar.
No,
I would honestly
oh, that'd be
act
dope
like the avatar. I'd be like,
oh yeah,
you don't believe
have, like,
me, and I'd just be
powers.
Like, I'd be like, oh, I'd definitely give people avatar powers.
That'd be.
I'd like make spirits real too. I'd make them like a big influence on the human planet. I might honestly make like elves and dwarves and shit, just like Lord of the Rings bitch. Yeah. People. Did we ask?
Okay. You see how they treat me in these parts? Nicholas.
How dare you? I did it a little bit.
No!
You're funny. For the podcast.
For the podcast? No. Because Eli's going to take 10 years to edit this.
Whoa.
And then it won't even be worth it because I peed in my pants.
Hey, you should pee your pants right now, man.
No.
If you go first, I'll do it too.
Nick!
I'm going to pee right now.
Like, why?
Come on. It's going to be funny.
Hey, focus.
Okay, how about you just pee in your pants a little bit? And that'll be something for the podcast.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
I don't even know if I could put that in.
I know. You're funny, Nick. not.
That'd be so funny.
Nick, why would that be funny? My pain and misery.
I would do it too.
I would not be like that. I've only done it like two or three times.
Feels weird, dude.
Like on purpose?
Yeah.
I've only done it like once. Or no, I've done it like 12 times.
Pee on yourself?
But I did it a lot in football games.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I was taped the fuck up and I was soaking wet with sweat, you know, already. It was hot and like humid.
Do you even start peeing? Ew! Hot, humid, and pee?
I wouldn't like full piss, but I would like spritz a little, you know? Just be like. Just like piss a little and be like, okay, I feel bad.
No. No.
Because I was already like soaking wet, yeah. You know? Water and shit on me.
Dude, something I did freshman year with Alex. We were both like showering next to each other because we had to share showers and right. And then I was like, I convinced him to put like his foot under like the divider, the like thing for the shower. And I started pissing on his foot.
Oh my god.
I even noticed that I pissed like all my shit like on him. And then it smelled like piss. And then he's like, what the fuck are you pissing? I was like, yeah, dude, all on your leg. Like,
oh my god.
He was like, what the fuck, dude? He's like, what'd you do?
Nick, you're fucking awful.
Nick, you're sick. Yeah.
That's disgusting.
My man, it's Alex, you know?
No.
How well did you know him?
Oh, well.
When was this?
Freshman year.
How many months?
A few, for sure. For sure. Like, we knew each other well.
I think I pissed on Jake's foot once.
Why? Yeah.
Jake and I would like shower together. Like,
it's funny as
Jake fun. And I showered together. Like,
in the toilet.
Not like in the same shower, but like in the same, like the stalls next to each other, like multiple times. Cause I'd be like, "Are you going to take a shower?" Be like, yeah. And then I would go take a shower.
Can I come with?
And we would just talk in the shower. It was a great time. We'd have shower beers. But yeah, one time I pissed like I started pissing and he was like he laughed and
in the
he
shower.
Was like yeah, in the shower. And he like had his foot like down at the bottom. And I was trying to piss on his foot.
he's like,
yeah, and he like pulled his foot back. And he was like, you bastard. He like threw a bunch of soap at me. Like he was like, you bastard. He like pumped a bunch of soap in his hand, just like came over, just threw it in my face. So it was a fun time.
Jake.
Oh my
yeah.
God.
It was fun.
Yeah,
Jake, I think I'm gonna go make pasta when I go home. Like Alfredo.
Really?
Yeah. Because I like bake some chicken. And it's really good, but like, I really don't have a purpose for it. So.
Do you have Alfredo sauce?
And I'm gonna make some. We have like heavy whipping cream. I think it's heavy whipping cream and like butter and like garlic and shit.
I got some leftover chicken.
From what?
I got Wings Extreme today.
Okay. What flavor? Boneless or bone in?
Boneless, sting and honey glaze.
Sting and honey glaze slaps, but that's I like traditional, for sure.
But I got that, and I only ate like half of it. So I'm about to finish my show and go to sleep, because I got homework tomorrow.
I feel that. Well?
Well, it's getting more time.
We got a little spritz of homework tomorrow.
We are back. What should the title of this be? We're back? It's kind of cheesy.
No.
Space, baby.
Draws you in.
Nah. No, Nick. Alright, we gotta see.
Is this okay. Recording?
Yeah. God damn it.
Edit.
Edit what? We don't have to edit this out. We're gonna say goodbye.
The fuckery.
Goodbye.
Hey. Nick, you son of a bitch. Also, Nick's a bastard.